Rocky Harlem.
Hey, welcome to the starting block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by a man. I don't have anything again this week. My co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership, and as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
And the millions.
Tuning in right round the world via Periscope as well. Again this week, we're back live.
Over 100 listeners or viewers or whatever it is. What do you refer to Periscope?
Scopers, Greeno.
Scopers, there we go.
Scopers.
Over 100 scopers last week. Mm. Pretty happy with that.
Bit of Tom Arnold action. Bit of down Periscope, Greeno.
Mm.
Thought you might like that.
Wasn't that Kelsey Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer, yes it was. Very Tom good. I can't take you on in movie trivia.
Oh no, if you talk 1980/1990s pop culture. Yeah. I'm your man.
Actually, I think that was like 95.
Mm.
Down Periscope.
Would have been, around about there.
But it was a remake of an old movie, wasn't it?
It was. Very similar to... It was around the time where they were doing, you know, Sergeant Bilko,
yes.
Those kind of things. Like, there's 1950... No Gilligan's Island remake, I noticed, though.
Wasn't there?
I can't remember one.
There should have... No, I think there was one later on.
They just trundled out Bob Denver again.
Bob Denver.
It wasn't a remake. It was just a continuation.
Everybody loves Bob Denver, though, don't
Gilligan's
they?
80, still Gilligan. On the island. we're going to kick
you
off.
You can't go past... I reckon the best army movie is Stripes.
Stripes is up there.
Bill Murray and the guy from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Harold Ramis.
What happened to him like in the 90s?
He died.
Did he really?
Well, not in the 90s, but he passed away a couple of years ago. A
couple of years? Yeah, that doesn't count.
He went into directing. He was a filmmaker more than he was actually an actor.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Still learning about Stripes. He was the director of, what's that movie? Groundhog Day.
Groundhog. Oh, he directed that.
He directed that.
Him and Bill Murray, they're like bum buddies.
But they were. They went to, what was the name of the, it wasn't like the SNL thing. It's like a big underground, like Groundling type scenario.
Groundling.
It wasn't that though. It's going to bug me. I've read
comedy thing.
I've read like 19 books on it.
Okay.
I probably should know that.
You're obviously an expert.
I'll get back to you on it.
Whatever it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A bit of housekeeping before we get stuck into the real show, Damo. Cool. Last week, we had a discussion about the big 2 GLF survey. Have we got the results yet?
No, I don't think we have. Do you reckon they'd give us the results, though?
Well, I'm intrigued about how many people have commented about the block on the survey, about how much they love the boys on the block.
Yes.
We know there's one.
There's one, yeah.
There's definitely one.
Just one.
But if there's more than one, I want to know about it.
Well, that's right.
And we talked about one of the questions on the survey was in someone's will. Did you leave a bequest to GLF?
A bequeath.
And you called me up on it. You're like, no, it's a bequeath, you idiot.
As you would, because,
So listening back to the show last week, doing a review of, you know, just seeing where we can improve areas.
Yep.
For the listeners, the blockheads.
Mm, in their millions.
In the millions. I thought I better double check this, because if I'm wrong, I need to fix it up this week. Turns out I was correct. It is bequest.
Well, is it like, are you technically correct? Or
no, it's have a look at how it's spelled here, like how they say to sound it out. B-I-K-W-E-S-T. Bequest.
Bequest.
And it means the action of bequeathing something.
Okay, so we're both right.
No, not really. Because it's bequest.
It was, but you bequeath it.
Yeah, no, yeah, the act of bequeathing
the
something
act of
is,
bequeathing.
Is to bequest it.
Bequeathment.
So when I looked at the word bequest, I was technically correct.
Okay.
So housekeeping.
So you were technically correct. So I was correct just then by saying that you're technically correct.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Good start to the show.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're kicking ass early.
State of Origin. It was the big finale last night, Damo. The big finale for State of Origin. Everyone loves a decider.
Yes, they do.
They love it. They get pumped. Is it just me or is the excitement?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's just you.
For this year's excitement. For this year's decider. A bit mute.
Mute.
Quiet. Like, not as much. I haven't heard people pumped. Not a lot of round the water cooler action when it comes to this year's State of Origin Decider.
Oh, okay, is that right?
I haven't heard anyone talk about it yet.
No, I haven't either.
No.
Especially not today.
Definitely not today.
Day after the big game, Greeno.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, time to pull the, what is it, go behind the curtain?
Pull back the kimono.
Pull back the kimono. We record this show on a Wednesday evening afternoon, a day in advance, which makes it a bit tough when the big game is on a Wednesday evening.
That's right. But we do go live to the Twitter sphere.
We get to
and the Periscope world.
That's it. It's the Back to the Future stuff.
That's
where we're live now to Periscope, but not so live on Thursday when this goes live to air.
No, correct.
So generally what I do in these situations is, we do the record, but I'd rock up and do,
Because you're a trooper.
A solid, live version. I give you an update on what happened to Origin. But my theory is, we're the anti-sport show.
You can't be bothered, though, today.
Well, that is
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's been a big week, man.
Big week.
Already bugging. I've got stories.
Buggered, even though you knocked off early today because no one showed up to your little training
session. Well, that'll happen. But I'm going to tell you a story.
Did you have the coffee and the biscuits and everything all laid out, ready to go?
Well, I work in an accounting department, so we don't actually get the L&D budget for, the cookies, the lollies.
Is that right?
Zero budget. I'm doing this all
my own time. You're in accounting. Couldn't you siphon a little bit of cream off the top?
Oh, well, good. I do have the boss's credit card number, so...
Yeah.
We'll go from there. So, generally, what happens, yeah, like I said, I normally go in, I pump out a live segment, I'll tell you what happened with State of Origin. But we are the Answer Sports Show, so I'm not going to even bother doing it.
Correct.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the old school demo.
Okay.
Oh, we might need to do this one.
Just step back in time. Yeah. Good start.
To the old days where we used to do the big preview show.
Big preview show.
No, it was the bold predictions.
Bold predictions.
Where we'd record the show on a Sunday and go to air on a Thursday.
The following Thursday. That's how good we were back in the day.
It was terrible.
I'm not as good now because I'm a little older, you see.
A little bit, yeah.
And I don't watch sport as much.
That doesn't help.
Makes it tough.
Well, actually, it makes it difficult. Just the same, really, because we were predicting stuff 5 days in advance.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Now, we're going to do it anyway. Mm. So what do you think happened last night, Damo, in the State of Origin?
I think Queensland won.
Yep.
In probably by about 10 points.
10 points.
This could be the greatest sorry book ever, or the greatest Nostradamo of all time.
It could be.
I did pick the last one.
You did. You said, yeah, Queensland and Taiwan, bit of JT
Heroic
magic.
Victory.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
And that's what happened.
That's right.
Oh, I'm predicting what happened last night.
Okay.
Is New South Wales bottle it massively.
Yeah.
They'll find a way to stuff it up. They'll be all over the shop. I think what's going to happen... Or what did happen is they've gone in with two players that are, you know, clearly injured. Boyd Cordner hasn't played in a month.
That's right.
Actually, they got more than that. Tyson Frizzell was struggling.
Oh, did you hear Laurie, though, coach of the Blues, come out yesterday? Oh, he'll be right. I don't know if he'll make it through the whole game, but he'll be right to start.
That's what you want.
That's what you want, yeah, in your captain.
So my theory is...
I don't know if he's going to make it to the final whistle, but...
Cordner, Frizzell...
He can walk out there.
Cordner, Frizzell and Tedesco haven't played since the last Origin.
Good.
And they're still injured.
Is that right?
I reckon each of them... They won't last more than 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
There's my Tim Simona
exotic bet of the week.
Exotic bet of the week going back in
Origin
time.
Exotic bet of the week.
Yeah, there we go.
Fantastic. You're very bold, Greeno, with your predictions.
Very bold.
That's a bold prediction.
I think New South Wales bottle it. I wasn't confident enough to put money on Queensland, though, this time.
No. Well, I wouldn't be either. No, JT, it changes everything.
It does. They won me a bunch of money in game two, though.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. How much did you pick up?
100 and something.
That's not a bunch.
That's a bunch.
That's $100. That's drinking money on a Friday night.
If you lose $100 out of your wallet, you'd be pissed off, right?
Well,
so I basically picked up $100. Okay. I'm cheering. It's a bunch.
Okay.
It's a bunch of fives.
It's a bunch of fivers. Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Well done.
All right, time for stories, Damo.
Stories.
I want to tell you stories.
Story time.
I want to tell you a little bit of stories.
What kind of stories are you going to tell
me? We can tell stories about my week.
Okay.
So,
should I boil a pot of tea?
You should boil. It's Shano's story time.
Gather
around, kiddies.
Storybook.
It's Shano's story time.
Okay.
So, for this week, you mentioned a little
bit. We don't actually allow children in the studio, just so you know.
Probably wise. It's an OH&S issue.
Yeah. they're a tripping hazard.
They are. There's tripping hazards everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Mm. Yeah. Live wires flying around. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Now, so you mentioned this week I've been doing some trading. So I've been out there in our Parramatta offices, our lovely Parramatta offices.
Parramatta,
out there,
Western Sydney.
Doing some trading. Now, I tend not to venture out to Parramatta too often.
Why is that? Do your windows up and lock the doors when you drive through Parra?
Well, I don't have to drive. I had to get the train. So
get
that's...
Train. You're taking your life in your own hands.
So here's where the issues arose. So Monday morning, first things first, I knew it was not going to be a good day.
Mm.
So I hop outside. It's minus...
Because you're in Parramatta.
It's minus zero temperatures, right?
Sure.
So it's already sub-zero. There's ice over my car, I can't see anything. I'm like, well, I'm already going to be freezing my tits off. This is not good.
Did you do the water on the windshield,
or did you wait for the
demister to kick in?
No, I've gone the warm water. Okay. I've gone the warm water.
You got to be careful with that though, because you can get crackage.
It's got to be lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
It's got to be tepid. It's got to be urine temperature.
Urine temperature.
Like a urine temperature.
That's a good marker. So you stick your finger in the
and you like that.
Test it. Yep.
Feel a bit. Yep. That's piss. Excellent.
Yep.
Voila.
That's about right, yep.
So that's never a good start. So already minus zero, already freeze. I'm a very small man, Damo.
Mm. You can't generate that much urine.
I don't have any body fat to kind of stave off the heat. And my nipples, they would have cut glass. That's how cold it was.
Like diamonds.
They were like diamonds. They were rough as. They were chiseled. So I arrive, and then, so I'm heading the opposite direction to where I normally would, Damo.
Yeah.
So normally I head towards the city.
So everything's backwards.
So everything's backwards, and you can tell. You can tell it's backwards because for the first time in about 5 years, I'm on a tin train.
Oh, what?
So a tin train with no aircon.
A tin
or
train?
Or no heating. So one of the old school.
So not a Tangara then?
Not a Tangara, not one of the newer ones that I normally get heading towards the city.
See,
I'm heading away
how we still refer to Tangara as newer ones? That's how bad our infrastructure is.
1994 they were released, the Tangaras.
Nearly 30 years old. Exactly. Did you get a new one?
No.
Did you get on one of the new trains?
So minus 0 degrees outside and I'm on a tin.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, this is never good. So switch on over at Glenfield because you've got to catch two trains to get to Para.
That's right, yes.
Hop off, and then next thing I know, I'm like, oh, why can't I see any para on the board? What's going on here?
Yeah.
They've decided to shut down an entire train line on a Monday morning. No one needs it. We don't need it. So I then have to go.
Oh, they're geniuses down there, aren't they?
Okay.
City Hall.
So I'm already one stop away, and I'm like, well, what am I going to do here? So then I find that, okay, you can go to Granville and then switch it to Granville and then go back across. So I end up having to catch three trains to do a 45-minute trek.
That's incredible.
Which is pretty insane.
Yep.
So that's the start of my day. And I'm like, well, it's already off. Oh, no, it's not off the start.
Off to a flyer.
I also almost missed my stop. Had to race out, barge through the doors, and half ripped my nail off, had blood all over my hand.
This you took a nail off?
This is at 6:45 in the morning, Damo. I've got blood all over my hand, and I'm freezing my tits off.
Right.
Not a good start. So from there... So I know it's a completely anti-sport show, but I just...
We are the anti-sport show.
I need to fill the time. I normally talk about Origin.
Yeah, there's a lot of filler here.
So on the back end, I thought, okay, well, the trip in was enough of a headache. Mm. It's got to get better on the back end. They'll fix the line by then.
Yep.
No, they hadn't.
No.
They hadn't fixed the line. No. So still three trains to get back.
McGreeno, there's no money to be made by doing the job on time, my friend.
No, that'd be crazy.
Especially when you're working for the council.
100%.
I mean, that's a bunch of money.
That's government cash right there.
Yeah.
So on the trek home, I'm like, okay, I can deal with the fact there's three trains. I'm already expecting this now. It's done. But I hop down. I'm sitting on the nice little single seat. You know the single seat where you kind of...
Yes, that's the one reserved for pensioners generally.
No, not that long one. The single one.
The single one.
Where you kind of got to squeeze on in.
Oh,
and
just when you come in the train and you turn right and it's just there.
Bang, that's the one.
Just there.
That's the one there.
Gotcha.
And you're facing everyone.
That's right. Yeah, it's very awkward.
It's a little bit awkward, but I like it because there's less germs.
All eyes are on you. Less germs.
Less germs are not sitting next to a weirdo.
No,
that's
but don't you think all the weirdos would sit on the single seat?
No, they don't. They sit on the other one and then just lean all over it. That's what they tend to do.
And they talk to people.
Exactly. That's
lean
what they do.
Talk.
So I'm sitting
talk
there. I'm sitting there on my single seat. Mm. And then right in front, you've got the double seat staring right at me. And I look up. I'm like, this is going to be a long ride, Damo.
Yeah.
Because there was two smackies.
Two smackies.
A smacky couple. They're in love. You could tell.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
But between them, they were battling. Yeah. It was going to be a long ride.
For international listeners, smacky would be your average gutter-tiered heroin junkie.
A little bit of a heroin junkie, So between the two of them, they're having a very interesting conversation.
Did they have stolen car stereos under each arm?
Not particularly. They were dressed in some very lovely tracksuit situation.
Tracky.
Yeah, good.
It's coming
good,
back,
good,
the track.
Good solid tracksuit situation. They weren't matching, though. So they've gone. They couldn't combine those two.
They're a hip power couple.
They spent a good 20 minutes, you know, working out how much loose change they had between them.
I see.
They had $7.
See if you can buy a cigarette.
They had $7 worth of change. Mm. But the bit that got me, Damo,
it's a down payment on your next hit.
Exactly. You sound. Yeah. You're happy there.
Yeah.
They found 20 cents at the back end of the trip.
Work
they
to
pumped.
Do. Yeah.
So what really got me, though, is that this poor lady, she'd obviously had a big day.
Mm. So big day.
So she was dozing off a little bit. You know, the ice, 3 p.m, we're getting a little bit heavy.
Well, you know, 3 p.m, that's the witching hour.
As you will.
When you're up at midnight.
But what I loved is the guy, he was obviously trying to, you know, get something off his chest to tell his lovely partner.
Okay.
And after a little bit while, he got a little bit frustrated. And he turned to me, he's like, I don't feel like you're listening to me. And I looked.
It's a relationship killer, these trade rides.
I looked and I'm like, okay, her eyes are pretty much closed, mate. I don't think she's physically capable of listening to you right now. I'd let it be.
I'm sure she loves you, though.
I'm sure she does.
Yep.
That was my story, Damo.
That's a great little story there.
That's my story. That's my trek to Para. That's day one. I'm not even talking about day two and three.
Well, give us a little bit of a preview of day two.
Well, don't
maybe know. This can be a recurring theme. We'll get you some theme music.
Send me to some really dodgy areas.
Greeno story. Yes. Now you're thinking.
Actually,
I'm glad you suggested that.
This brings me. Okay. Do you want to do a different story segment too? Because I've got another one.
Okay. Yeah. Save it for segment two.
Save for segment two.
Okay. Because we're pretty light on sport, obviously.
Oh, no, we've got plenty of sport.
Do we?
I just got distracted.
We just don't want to talk about it.
Pretty much the end of the sport show. We're 16 minutes into the State of Origin.
How is that even possible?
And all we talked about is my train.
Well, because everyone else will be talking about State of Origin today, so we're going to break it open.
You can get that anywhere. You can get that anywhere.
Yep. We obviously can't compete with the people that do talk about State of Origin, so we're going to go a different angle, capture that market.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The ones that want to hear about train rides to power.
They're out there, Greeno.
They're going to be there. They're on Periscope.
We're big with the Smackies.
They love us. The Smackies love us.
Shout out to the Smacks.
Shout out to the Smackies. Get in touch with us.
Yep.
How?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever money you have, you do put it to good.
Don't put it towards a phone plan.
No, you're going to need that cash.
You'll need that cash for something else. Yeah. NRL review demo.
If you do come across a phone, though, there are plenty of pawn shops.
Get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Last week.
Review. What happened? How'd we go on the tipping?
Well, as seems to always happen with the way things roll with us, we decided we're just going to pick opposing teams this last week. Yeah. And we said it's going to go either way for one or the other.
It wasn't conscious, though.
Just how it happened.
Two apiece?
It turns out 2 apiece.
Yeah. That's usually the way it goes.
It happens. Yep. Roosters beat the Rabbits, even though the Roosters were missing their 5 best players.
Yep.
Panthers beat the Seagulls 16-8. You had the Storm get dusted by the Eels 26.
That's incredible.
But they were missing everyone.
Yeah, I know, but you still think that the Storm, because Craig Bellamy's such a good coach, and they're normally pretty good. Have you noticed they're normally pretty consistent
pretty
in the Origin? I mean, they're generally a pretty good bet during the Origin weeks, unlike Brisbane, who tends to drop a lot of games.
Tend to struggle, yeah.
Yeah, no, Storm's usually pretty good. So.
Eels too good, though. Clint Gustin's an absolute superstar.
Yep.
And then, the Doggies. The Doggies and the Knights.
The Doggies, they're back.
This game was terrible.
This was the trophy drawn on the back of the toilet door cup, wasn't it?
Correct. Yeah. That is correct.
The Murd Cup.
Now, the Knights, they know how to choke with the best from Damo because they were up.
The plucky Knights.
They were up by 2 tries with 6 minutes to go, and they managed to blow the lead.
Wow.
And it was Josh Reynolds' farewell game, and fittingly for Josh Reynolds, he managed to give away a penalty after the siren, which could have cost the Bulldogs the game.
Oh, no.
For a little grubby act.
Bit of tandy action.
A little bit of grubby act.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no, the Knights, they choked. The Bulldogs got the win 20-18.
Fair enough. All right. Show us your tips.
Show us your tips. Let's race through. Warriors versus Panthers.
I'm going to take the Panthers.
I'm going to take... Warriors,
just to be different, or
no?
You don't really know. Mount Smart Stadium.
It's Mount Smart Stadium. That's my theory. Raiders v Dragons. We're going the Dragons.
I'm going to go the Raiders in that one. Actually,
I don't think we won a game for 6 weeks. Have
I know. I think you're due.
Yeah, we're definitely due.
Yeah.
Knights v Broncos. We'll just put Broncos. Yeah. Gold Coast Crazy Malakas versus
Crazy
the
Malakas.
Sharks.
I'll take the Sharkies.
I'll take the Sharkies too.
Yep.
You got Manly coming off a loss against the Tigers.
About the drama just rolls on for Manly, though, doesn't it? I mean, they were showing Trent Barrett was getting paraded around in front of the cameras. What did you know? Did you know about the salary cap? When did you know about it? And it's just like, and he gets up there and he's like, oh, well, yeah, look, people were talking and stuff, but, you know, I don't really know. And I thought this is the least convincing argument you could have put forward, Trent.
Do rugby league journalists do realise, though, that the coaches don't run the books, right?
They
don't actually work in the office.
Yeah, but...
They coach the team.
What? Are you suggesting that coaches don't, like, have any idea what's going on with payments and stuff?
No, I think they do. No, but I don't think they're the ones organising.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Yeah, no, yeah, but I'm not saying they're the ones that organise.
Yeah. Like we said last week, guys, blue chips, Nick Nolte.
Yeah, Nick Nolte, check it out.
That's everything you need to know about cheating.
That's how you do it.
That's it. That's how you roll. You get Shaq.
That's it. Shaq in the back line.
Shaq.
Why not?
Shaq played 5'8".
We got Seagulls on that one, aren't we?
Yeah, both are Seagulls.
All right, excellent. And then you got Rabbits v Cowboys going. Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Good segment.
Yep.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us out there in radio land, you can do so via the little blue bird, which you could be listening to right now via Periscope, Greeno.
You could be.
At the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Do not forget to drop the K. Also, check out the podcast. Just go to iTunes. It's probably the best way to get it.
Pretty easiest.
At the starting block, drop the K at the end. Gmail's out there, but... No one ever emails. So.
No one pays attention to that. No. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
All-Star Weekend demo. Actually,
take me up to the
should we probably play a... I probably need to do this in general.
Seems to be the hardest word. Help me. What do you got to be sorry about?
Well, I think we need to be wait for it to finish up.
Yeah, okay. Let it roll out.
Let it roll.
Thanks for that, Elton.
Loud.
Very good. Not too bad.
I think we need to apologise to anyone who tuned into Periscope on the fact that they saw the NRL hashtag.
Yeah.
Because there was about 2 minutes of NRL talk.
Is that all we did?
20 minute segment.
Is that all we did?
That's all we did. So okay. If you tuned in solely for NRL talk, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you got to learn about trains.
You did.
There's always an upside, Greeno. There's always a silver lining.
Do you want my other Parramatta story?
Yes, please do.
Can I ask you a quick question? You lived in Parramatta for a while, right?
I did, yes.
Are there a lot of hairy people in Parramatta?
Funny you should say that. I never noticed.
Yeah. Reason I ask is because I was doing a bit of a wander because I thought I'll go check out the sights, Damo. I'll go check out the sights around Parra during my lunch hour.
Okay.
See what's about.
Yep.
See what's happening.
Yep.
Every second shop in Parramatta is a hairdresser.
Is that?
Literally. There was two hairdressers side by side at one point. Right. I'm like, yeah, what's going on here? Is there that much need for cuts that there needs to be 400 hairdressers in the kilometre radius in
maybe it's
Parramatta
a hot,
CBD?
Maybe it's a hot market, Greeno. Maybe it's a competitive marketplace out
thinking,
there.
Is there a lot of Sasquatches there in,
could be.
In Parramatta, perhaps?
Could be. You sure you weren't walking past the dog groomers? Or?
No, it was definitely a hairdressers everywhere.
Hairdressers.
Everywhere.
Okay.
So I was intrigued by that.
Mm.
That was my story.
Maybe it's for, you know, people rushing to work halfway to the city from out west. Better duck in, get a haircut, get a trim.
Yeah.
Before that big office meeting today.
Exactly.
Grab your tampons, get a haircut. You know, oh, I'm good to go. I'm ready to tackle the world again.
Wait, where did the tampon come into this?
Yeah, because, you know, all the tampon ads and they're like, you know, it's the woman sitting there looking all sad. And then next thing you know, she's out riding a bike. Mm. She's at the gym.
Yeah.
She's giving that presentation at work. And my confidence is all back again.
Exactly. After a trim.
After a trim.
And pack of tampons. All right, All Star Weekend, Damo. Right. Now I'm gonna do a wave of the finger to Origin.
Wave of the finger.
I'm gonna do a wave of the finger to Origin
for taking up valuable airtime from the baseball.
Well, it's come an unfortunate time. So one of my yearly traditions, what I love to do is I get home from work after the All Star game.
Yep.
I grab myself a six pack of Bud.
Six pack of Bud.
I make myself some hot dogs with some liquid cheese and some jalapenos.
Do you get that like the American cheese, like that's bright yellow spray can cheese?
Or? You can't buy that anywhere, unfortunately.
Can't you?
I'd love to.
Can't we get spray can cheese?
I don't know, but I make a nice liquid.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I make
we're
a
getting
nice
ripped
liquid
off.
Cheese. Like a nice solid liquid nacho cheese. I make a good one.
That's ridiculous. I want to import it. I want spray can cheese.
Oh, it'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
And just eat it straight out of the can.
But it's hard to go past a good nacho cheese, Damo.
Is it?
I'd prefer a good nacho cheese than a canned cheese.
Yeah, but it's just for the whole thrill of it. Like
it is. But when you're talking hot dogs, you got to go the nacho cheese.
Suppose, what do you put spray can cheese on if you're American?
Crackers.
Crackers?
Crackers, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. So you pull the cracker out.
There's your cheese. Whomp. Cheese and a biscuit.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
So normally, that's my go-to. I come home, I lock myself in the spare room, and I watch the All-Star game on replay on the evening of.
If you're on the Periscope and you're American, let us know, what do you put spray can cheese on?
Very good question. I am intrigued by
because we can't get it here. And tell us if there are any good spray can cheese exporters that's shipped to Australia.
Just one can, though.
Just one can.
We only need one.
We just want to give it a go.
Just give it a crack.
Maybe two cans if there's like two big brands.
If there is, yeah. If you want us to compare the pair.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Correct.
So two tins.
And what you put it on.
Yeah.
What do you put it on?
We need to know.
Because it'd be wasted on a bit of bread, I think.
You wouldn't do it with bread, nah, because you just get a stock standard cheese for a bread. You go, I think it's definitely a cracker action.
Cracker. Is it only crackers?
I think it would be. I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah, the American
what about
listeners
like waffles or crepes?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe on a crepe.
I don't know about a crepe, though. A crepe, you'd go...
You'd roll it up.
You'd go a nice, you know, a melted cheese, wouldn't you?
Is it foamy, like whipped cream?
I don't know. You're telling the story,
spray man. Spray can cream?
You're telling me.
I want to know more. Get in touch with us. Let us know what's the deal with the spray can cheese.
I lost track of my
and
point.
And what do you put it on?
Oh, yeah, State of Origin. It's a rule of the fact I'm not going to be able to go home tonight and sit there on my ass for 4 hours, drink Bud and eat hot dogs.
Oh, of
course. The Origin's on.
You've got to watch it.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I don't have to, but I probably should.
Is it only this year that the Origin's been on Major League Baseball Day?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, first time it's happened for me anyway since I've started doing my yearly tradition.
Right.
So that's all right.
Okay.
I'll work around it.
Yep.
The game, though, I already know the result. I don't know why I didn't watch. I just enjoy the spectacle.
Yeah, you know.
The American League won in extra innings, Damo.
Yep.
2-1. Robinson Cano with big home run.
2-1. That's disappointing.
No, it's exciting because there's so many great pitchers. You know,
so
how
they
I love.
Care. They try.
I love and not. Yeah. This is the only All-Star game I've seen where people actually put in effort.
Really?
It's not like the NBA where no one defends and the score's 198 to 196.
In the NBA, they just play muck around until like the last 5 minutes and then they both try and win.
No, they stopped doing that years
ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
They used to just play right up until the last quarter and then they would try and win. Like they would keep it pretty close, give each other alley-oops and stuff.
Yeah.
And then in the last quarter, they'd both try and win.
Nah, doesn't happen anymore. It's all over, Red Rover. And the NFL Pro Bowl, whatever they call that, that's a complete piss take. You might as well play touch footy.
Yeah, because you don't want to get injured on the All-Star weekend, do you?
Well, not really.
Especially if your team's going well.
But that's after the season. They do the Pro Bowl.
Oh, really? Oh, so everyone's already clocked off.
Exactly. So it's after the season and the week
before
Super Bowl.
I had to get off my yacht for this.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Nobody wants that.
So
I was drinking tequilas with bikini models.
Mm.
What the hell am I doing back on the football field
again? Exactly. You want me to put effort in? Get stuffed.
Get stuffed.
With that being said, though, they do play the game in Hawaii.
Do they?
So it could be worse.
Fringe benefits.
Exactly.
Sail your own yacht over there.
100%.
Yep.
So the batch, 2-1. Robinson Cano with the winner. He was the MVP of the day.
Okay.
Here's an interesting stat for you, Damo. You
I love a good stat.
You know I love a stat.
You're a stat man.
Yeah. With
Beep-a-ba-ba-da-boop.
Terrible.
Yep.
Terrible. I don't mind that. I'll take that.
You'll take that one?
I'm a stat man.
I'm the stat man.
We need to get that on the... we need that as a soundbite.
A scat man.
Yeah, scat man. We'll change it to stat man.
Stat man.
With the win today...
Stat. We'll get it on there, stat.
We'll get it. Well done.
Yep.
The All-Star Game Series. American League have won 43.
Is that right?
The National League have won 43.
Wow.
So by winning today, it equals it up. You know how many runs they've each scored, Damo, over the course of the 90-odd or 88 they played?
Based on 2-1, I'm guessing not many.
Not many. 361 for the AL, 361 for the NL.
Wow.
After 88 games that have been played, they're dead set equal in both wins and runs scored.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's a little nice little stat there
for you. That's a great stat. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that to the table, stat man.
The big excitement from the All-Star weekend, though, is the home run derby. A home run derby.
It's now, this is like the three-point comp, isn't it?
No, it's like the dunk contest, but better.
Dunk contest.
That's it. Because no one goes in the dunk contest as a superstar anymore. Okay. It's not like back in the day where you'd have MJ and Dominique kind of competing. It's, you know, some guy you've never heard of.
Yeah, it's nobody's who can only dunk.
This was a different story. And the big excitement was Aaron Judge versus Giancarlo Stanton. Now, for those of you who don't know, Aaron Judge, he's absolutely on fire at the moment. Okay. So far this year, he broke a record. Another stat for you.
Who's he play for?
He's a Yankee. He's a Yankee.
That'd be right.
When I saw him before the season, I'm like, this guy, he doesn't seem human. He's 6'7".
Wow.
And it just he's an absolute man mountain and just
First base, I'm guessing?
No, he's a right fielder.
Really?
Yeah, he's an absolute weapon.
How does he move around?
He's pretty agile.
Okay.
He's a complete athlete.
You got to be pretty good in the outfield, don't you?
100%.
You can't just be popping.
He's
catching, what do they call them, fly balls?
Yeah. No, he's not fat. He's all muscle, man. He's quite sound.
Okay.
So earlier this week, before the All-Star break, he set a new Yankee home run record by a rookie for the Yankees.
Okay.
By hitting his 30th.
How old is he?
23, 24.
Oh, he's got a big career in front of him.
He's got a big career in front of him.
He's got many millions to come flowing into that bank account.
So let's put this into context, Damo.
Sure.
Now, he's already broken the record for most home runs in a season by a rookie. We're halfway through the season.
Wow.
So, do you want to know who he overtook for the rookie record?
Who?
Joe DiMaggio. We're talking about someone from...
Another
Yankee. Well, because it's the Yankee record.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So, who
has the actual record for rookies? Do you know?
Mark McGuire. Yeah, with 49. He'll smash that.
Okay.
He's already at 30. You're only halfway through the year.
Wow.
So he's on pace for 60-odd.
Okay.
So anyway, the big excitement was coming into the home run derby. Giancarlo Stanton, who was he's a hometown boy. Because the thing was at Miami.
Yep.
And he's a Miami native.
Yep.
Well, not Miami native, but he plays for Miami and has all his career.
Okay.
And he's the reigning champion. And he's Man Mountain. If you haven't, if you've never seen Giancarlo Stanton shirtless, you're missing out.
I haven't, no.
You should.
Should I look it up?
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, look it up for me.
I'll look it up for you. He's basically
I don't want that in my search history.
No, it'll be in my search history. My wife's aware of
She's aware of the man love.
Of the man love for Giancarlo Stanton. Exactly.
Giancarlo.
It's
a very sexy name too. Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton. When he first came into the league, he didn't want to use his original name.
What is it?
It was Giancarlo.
Oh, okay.
So he called himself Mike.
Mike Stanton.
Mike Stanton. And then after Mikey. A while, he's like,
hey, Mike.
Why am I
doing
this?
How you going, mate?
How you doing, Mike?
What's happening, Mike?
The dude's an Adonis. He's built of granite.
Chiseled granite?
Oh, chiseled granite. He's done a body issue. I'm not going to show you that one because that's a little bit sus. But what I will do is it's very sus.
Nothing to be shaved off granite.
There you go. That's him in body paint.
I see.
Now, that's pure muscle right there.
That is a body. That's a figure.
That's what you're like under the shirt, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I wear the extra baggy hoodies and the extra baggy pants.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, because to show off the chiseledness, Greeno.
Exactly.
It'd almost be a crime against humanity.
It's about modesty.
That's right.
So the big excitement was they wanted to see these two guys go head-to-head in the final.
Bicep to bicep.
And in the end, it was another Yankee in Gary Sanchez who stuffed it for everybody and knocked out Stanton in the first round.
Oh, well, that's no good.
That's a good. So stuffed it for everyone. Judge ended up winning it without even trying, effectively. Okay. He won it with, Sano, who was in the final with him, knocked him off within about a minute.
So what happened to this, the rookie? Did he just choke or?
No, he won it. The rookie run it. That's the point.
Oh, right.
And he did it with absolute ease. He knocked it off in about a minute and a half.
Okay.
So there you go. That was that.
Fantastic.
Another quick stat for you. Ichiro Suzuki, with two hits earlier in this week, passed Rod Carew for the most hits of any foreign-born player in MLB.
He's been around for ages, hasn't he?
Ichiro, has been for quite a while. He's
played for the Yankees at one stage
Played for the Yankees for a bit. Played for the Mariners for quite a while as an MVP.
Right. Yes.
He's an absolute superstar, and he got hit 3,054, the most ever by a foreign-born player.
What position is he? A shortstop or something?
No, he's an outfielder. Now he's just kind of like bench player.
Yeah, right.
He's 44.
Yep.
This was,
and he's not on the good gear, obviously.
No, definitely. He's a small man. He's a small man, but he's solid. All right, we're going to quickly touch on this because we've wasted three quarters of the show, yeah, to be honest. Like, if you're tuning in, sorry.
Nah,
like,
that's all good.
It's been a battle. It's a big origin show, Daniel.
Yeah, yeah, we had to cover it.
And we spent 10 minutes talking about train rides.
Yep.
5 minutes talking about hairy Parramatta people.
5 minutes talking about chiseled granite bodies.
And
it's
then
very homoerotic show tonight.
And then the home run derby.
Yeah.
We might as well touch on this as well.
Manny.
A bit of wave of the finger to Manny.
Wave of the finger for Manny.
Because earlier in the week, he's, whether you call it his entourage, his boxing team,
his
whatever
posse,
it may be.
Greeno.
His posse.
Yep.
They weren't happy with that Jeff Horn decision. We touched on that last week.
Yep.
So the Filipino government said, we're not going to have this. We want a recount.
Is that right?
We want a recount.
Duterte, he's a madman.
And lo and behold,
Manny won.
No, they did a recount.
Oh, okay.
And the World Boxing Organization, I'm like, well, this is just going to be a big old shit fight.
It's
because
a farce.
They're going to come in. They're going to
farce.
There's five independent judges. And they're going to rescore it with the sound down, thankfully, so
yes,
they don't have to listen to Teddy Atlas. Yeah. Talking about how Manny's won this by a mile.
Right.
And then they're going to rescore. I'm like, well, Manny's going to win, and then it's going to be a big old, oh, he was robbed, blah, blah, blah,
he
blah.
He deserves
blah.
His belt back, yeah.
Exactly. He should get his belt back.
Yep.
At the same time, I thought, oh, let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
The results were announced yesterday.
Mm.
The independent judges awarded the fight still to Jeff Horn.
Well done.
So well done to both Jeff Horn, the
yep,
independent judges, and a big wave of the finger.
Wave of the finger.
To basically the
everyone else in boxing.
Everyone else in boxing. And I lost a little bit of respect for Manny.
Did you?
Like,
that's not possible, surely.
For me, like, this is just sore loser.
Sore loser
action, really. He should just go, no, I don't want to have to deal
sore
with
loser
it.
Sore loser too. A bit of the Tomich, Greeno.
Exactly. A little bit of Tomich action.
Hmm.
And for me, yep, it's going to take away from my admiration going forward of yep, his beautiful singing.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back in the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Time for some AFL talk, Damo.
Really? Is it time for AFL? We've talked about Stanton's ripped granite-like abdomen.
Adonis-like, as well.
Adonis-like. We've talked about, what else have we talked about? Actually, trains, yeah, Parramatta.
Hairiness.
Hairiness. Lots general hairiness in
yep,
Parramatta.
Yep.
Your training session that didn't work out.
Didn't work out, yep.
You don't get tea and biscuits
yep,
allocated. Because
Smacky.
You're
I'd have to get the Smacky's, Smacky's game.
The Smacky story, of course.
Big State of Origin review show.
Yeah.
have you been watching American Ninja Warrior at all? Australian Ninja Warrior, sorry.
No, because you know why? Because I've got this theory, right?
Yeah.
Because that show's been on in the States for probably 10 years now, right?
10 years. It's been in Japan for longer, about 20.
Yep. So yep, my theory is we wait until a show's no longer popular.
Yeah.
Then we buy the credits on the cheap. Like, we buy the rights to it on the discount.
Yeah.
And every single show that Australians rip off and do their own version of, they stuff it up.
It hasn't been too bad.
It's unwatchable.
No, it's been all right. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been a big fan of it like from the early days of the American version. So I used to catch it on SBS.
Okay.
So I was really excited when I saw it come to Australia.
There's actual no ninja going on in there.
There's lack of ninja, no, because we can see them.
There's
so,
ninja warrior, but there's no warrioring and there's,
yeah,
no ninja.
There's ninjuring. No ninjuring. But, you know, aside from that.
Ninjosis.
There's some Australians. The host selection, though, leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, I think I can't remember who was hosting, but I did see the host and go, well, that's just cancelled. I can't watch it.
The girl that's hosting is beyond bad. Like,
okay,
bad.
Where's she from? Is she a new talent?
No, she's from the AFL footy show, Beck Madden.
Oh, you know, right. Yeah.
She's bad.
Okay.
Like, her comments in itself, she was talking about
how
someone.
How do you feel?
Yeah, pretty much. It is. It's Gladiators Kimberly Joseph action.
Kimberly Joseph.
That's who they should have got.
That's a throwback.
Kimberly Joseph.
Wow.
The comment yesterday was like, our next competitor, all rise for the next competitor. He's a barrister. And I'm like, you don't rise for barristers, right? That's judges, you moron.
Yes.
Aside from that show, yep, thoroughly enjoyable yeah, to watch a bunch of people.
Who's the guy hosting?
Quite ripped. Ben Fordham.
Ben Fordham. Oh, that's even worse.
He's all right. Yeah. And they got Freddie Flintoff on colour commentary.
Colour commentary. What does Flintoff know about ninjuring?
What does the other two know about ninjuring?
Yeah, I don't know anything about this guy, but yeah, we'll be having a schooner after.
Exactly. Boat ride.
Four schooners for this one.
That'll do.
Yep.
That will do.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good. It's been all right. But, mm-hmm, but if you're talking chiseled bodies.
Oh, yeah, they're dime a dozen.
Now we're talking. We're talking a lot of stacked. Stacked men.
Stacked.
And
stats.
A lot of firm buttocks on the women.
Firm buttocks. Mm. I think, isn't that a bit of sexist?
Oh, we're talking a little bit of
chauvinist.
Yeah, there you go.
And
the firm buttocks.
And chauvinist and sexist.
But what is it? When is both? Does it count?
What do you mean? When you're giving a sexualized compliment to men as well as women.
Correct.
Yeah, maybe you get away with it. Yeah. I mean, they probably the people would probably still get upset because you'd put the men first, you see.
Yeah, good point.
So you got to compliment the women first the so you can buttocks. Be a sexist pig yeah. and then compliment the men so you can balance bodies. It up.
Yeah, that's true, right. true. Yeah. I'm going to do another quick... this one's to Jane Kennedy of like...
Jane Kennedy?
Working dog fame.
Yeah.
So she was on the Twitter last night complaining about the Ninja Warrior,
right.
saying it's unfair that a 5'7" woman has to compete in the same course as a 6'3" man.
Oh, Jane.
So but my response
But I thought
was,
it's all about equality, baby.
That was my response. I tweeted back. I'm like, I love Ninja Warrior. It's an equal opportunity competition.
That's it.
That's it.
They're just not... count yourself lucky that the guys aren't competing directly against the girls.
Exactly. You're not the weakest
sex,
Jane.
Then we see some damn equality.
Exactly. So sexist block for her.
Yes.
That's my theory.
Yeah.
We're in the AFL segment, aren't we?
Yeah.
How did we go last week? The review. Greeno 5.5, Damo 3.5 in the tipping.
It's terrible.
So shocking. I made up the two you made back last week.
Shocking. Adelaide beat Bulldogs, Hawthorn and Giants. Greeno, the first time since the 1920s that two teams, a team has had draw in consecutive weeks.
Carlton in 1921, Damo.
There you go. You've done your homework this week.
It's at the top of the page.
Oh, is it? Didn't read the top of the page.
I wrote stat.
Essendon beat Collingwood.
Stat. That's what you need. We don't need the stat man bit. It's just...
Got it. Sydney Swans beat Gold Coast. Geelong beat Brisbane.
Did you do Collingwood Essendon?
Yeah, did Collingwood Essendon. Okay. The Peptides. St Kilda beat Richmond.
Yeah.
Frio beat North. Melbourne beat Carlton. Port Adelaide beat West Coast. Greener.
Yep. Good stuff.
Okay, Chuck a wheelie, show us your tips.
Tips going forward. We've really raced through this AFL, haven't we?
Yeah, but we talked about Ninja Warrior. We crapped on about Ninja Warrior for 5 minutes, a couple of sexist blocks, and we're good to go.
That's what you need in the Origin preview
now,
show.
We're behind. Greta.
Yeah, exactly.
Tight behind.
A tight behind, a firm buttock.
Who do you?
St Kilda versus Essendon. Well, that's a tough one.
I'm going to take St Kilda.
I'll go St Kilda as well.
St Kilda for Greeno. Geelong versus Hawthorn. I'll be taking Geelong.
Yeah, I'll take the Cats as well.
Okay, Port Adelaide North.
Port Adelaide North.
Who do you like?
Going to go Port.
Port? Oh, yes, I'll be taking Port.
Is there any games on next week on a Monday? I'm down in Melbourne on Monday.
Probably not, no.
No, well, that doesn't
help
me.
That's unfortunate.
Gold Coast versus Collingwood.
Going to take the Gold Coast.
All right, excellent. I'll go you? Collingwood. Oh, it's on the Gold Coast. I'm going to go Gold Coast as well.
You're going to take your first answer.
I said Gold Coast.
No, you said Collingwood first.
Did I?
It's all right, I put you down for a Gold Coast. I'll let it go this once. Because you got firm buttocks.
Exactly. Sydney, it's the Sydney Derby, GWS.
Do we
versus...
dare pick another draw? It's very much possible.
It is possible. I'm going to guess Swans.
Swans have won 7 of their last 8. Giants have only won 1 of their last 4.
Yeah. But draw 2.
You're going to go the Swans?
I'm going Swans.
Okay, I'm going to take the Giants.
All right, too easy. Melbourne versus the Crows. Too many injuries in GWS, man. We're battling.
Yeah, get a couple more back next week, but it's not going to be their year because the team that wins a comp usually, except for last year, was a bit of an anomaly with the Bulldogs winning it.
Yeah.
But normally the team that wins a comp is the one that has the least amount of injuries coming into the finals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's lo and behold.
Yep.
We're doing Melbourne Crows.
Melbourne. I'll be taking Adelaide.
Yeah, I'll take Adelaide as well.
Adelaide as well.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Let's go back one. Sorry. I need to go back to the last segment.
Step back in time.
We talked about Nostragrino last week.
Yes.
We were talking about Richmond. They're really going to battle going from top 4 to top 9.
Yes.
Tonight, sorry.
Yes, that's true.
How bad did they play last week?
They played like a team that deserves to be in ninth.
That knows how to be ninth. That's what they're going to do. I'm still going to tip Richmond this week, though.
Well done. Okay. I'll be backing you up there, taking Richmond as well.
Ooh, Carlton versus Western Bulldogs.
Well, you know, Carlton's not a pushover. They beat the Giants earlier.
No, that's what I mean. I don't know who to tip in this one. I'm going to go Dogs.
Yeah, take the Bulldogs as well. And finally, the Derby, Greeno. Frio versus West Coast. Who do you like?
Where are they playing at Frio?
Well, it's the same stadium that they both play in.
That's the gag we normally go with.
That's right.
I'll go Frio because they're playing at home.
Well, in that case, I'll take the West Coast.
Because they're playing at home?
No, because they're playing away.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, back on the back, Greeno, back on the block. Bit of Dandy Warhols action.
It is. I was trying to work out who that was exactly, and then you were nice enough to remind me of Dandy Warhols.
Yeah. Don't mind a bit of the Warhols.
Mm.
Wonder what ever happened to them.
I'm sure they're still
going
somewhere.
Still going around?
I saw, who did I see the other day? Alice Cooper's touring Australia.
Alice Cooper.
And I'm like...
Oh, we've got to go and see the Coop.
I'm like, Alice Cooper was old when he was in Wayne's World, and Wayne's World was released 20 years ago. How is Alice
Actually,
Cooper still touring?
You see images from Alice Cooper like 40 years ago, and he looks the exact same. I think he's like a timeless, ageless kind of mummy creature.
I think a bit of Weekend at Bernie's action. There's
a Weekend
him
at
out.
Bernie's, yes. Yeah. But he's the living dead, you see.
Very much so.
He doesn't like going to school either.
Yeah. He does. This school's out for some. Well,
yeah, done. Yeah. You got it, baby.
I got it.
You're
well
very
done.
Quick today.
Oh, it's like a. But it's out. That doesn't mean that he hates it.
Yeah.
He's just saying. School's you know, out it's forever. Holiday time.
No more teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like he loves the place.
He does.
What are we talking about?
I want to know whether do we play the CMK song for this because Ricardo finished third.
Yeah, we play it because we haven't had it for so long. There you go.
I'm a Canberra milk kid. From the time that I was old enough, my mum
it brings back a good memory screen of Mark Webber back in his heyday.
Oh, this is
when he won that first race.
I think when he was doing the ad.
No.
That's what I consider the pinnacle of Webb's career.
This is the top of his career. Yeah.
Exactly.
Doesn't get much better.
Like Manny.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
And I'm a Canberra milk kid.
Thanks, Mark.
Well done. That goes out to Daniel Ricciardo for the last race, for the win.
Live performance here in the studio by Mark Webber.
Well done. Thanks for joining us. Vettori Bottas got the win in the Austrian Grand Prix with a little bit of controversy, Damo.
Was it a stoush?
No stoush, but a bit of controversy where the biggest wanker in F1, Sebastian Vettel, accused Bottas of getting off the line a bit too quick.
Oh, is that right?
And no one pulled him up on a false start.
It's a bit rich coming from Vettel, isn't it?
Exactly.
Isn't he one of the dirtiest drivers
on
the circuit?
He managed to avoid a suspension somehow. Freeze incident with Hamilton a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
So Bottas
he's in
got
a Ferrari
win.
Now. That just magnifies the prickiness.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It just adds to the level. Yeah. Vettel was second. Ricciardo up there in third. That's his fifth straight podium, I believe. He's doing all right.
Well, that's the thing with the Red Bulls, and it's been that way for the last couple of years. It's like by the end of the season, they get their act together, and they're about 100 points behind.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah. So you got to reverse that. Yeah. Strike that reverse. Be in front at the start.
That's the goal.
Let everyone else play catch up.
Actually, pretty tight race in the end. Ricciardo was only 6 seconds behind.
Racing is slowly improving. Like, it's better than it was 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Oh, when it was absolute 2 years ago, where it was terrible. And it was a Mercedes 1-2 every race. Hamilton was down there in fourth, 7 seconds behind. So that helps build Vettel's lead.
Okay.
Do we care about the V8s?
This could be the first F1 tipping comp I've won in about 6 years.
Pretty much.
If Vettel wins.
It'll be a while. I'm waiting for it to choke so I can get another case.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
It's bound to happen.
It is bound to happen.
Do
we bother with the V8 stuff, or do you want to go to the CSA bushfire and we'll come back?
Run through it. Scotty Mac,
Scotty Lock in one
Jamie
race Winkup. One. Jamie Winkup with race two.
Yep.
Good review. Mitchell Stark party whistle means we're almost out of time.
Almost out of time.
Do we count the Mitchell Stark party whistle? Are we breaching any
Yes, because
CA?
He's not getting paid.
He's not getting paid, but at the same time, did you see he signed a contract with some car dealership?
Did he?
Which is
Man's got to make money, Greeno.
No.
Man's got to eat.
But the problem is that under the old agreement, you're not allowed to sign with a rival car dealership to Toyota because they're an official sponsor of Cricket Australia.
I see.
And he's gone and signed on because they're not under contract anymore.
Wow.
With someone else like the day after. So it's caused a bit of outrage.
Bit of outrage from the management.
To our boy Starkey.
They didn't bank on this, the players being this clever, did they?
No, exactly. There's a legitimate chance that the Ashes could not go ahead this year. I'm calling it here because no one seems to be moving. Everyone's like, no, what we've offered is fair. And then the player's like, no, it isn't. And no one seems to be like mediating.
They'll be in Ashes. They'll be in Ashes.
You think?
Yeah.
They've already cancelled the South Africa tour for Australia A.
They will be in Ashes if Cricket Australia has to go out and sign up amateurs.
Pretty much.
They'll play in the Ashes.
I'll tell you, he might want to put his hand up, Rodney Hogg, Damo. I saw this on Twitter the other week. He tweeted this.
Greg Matthews. He whacks his hand up.
You'll love it. Can Cricket Australia and the ACA please sort this mess out? A lot of us have gigs booked around the Ashes.
Well done, Rodney.
Well, that's the priority, Rodney.
That's right.
We want to make sure that your corporate gigs and, you know, your speeches and, you know.
Well done, Rodney.
Your free lunches and whatnot. That's what we worry about.
Yeah.
How's Rodney going?
He's on top of it.
I think that's what the players are fighting for, really.
More of Hogg money.
We want more money for Hogg. We want more book money.
It's solidarity strikes.
We want book money. We want after-dinner speaking money.
Yeah.
Between the two of that, this has got to get sorted.
Because Rodney's a talent, and he deserves to be in the team.
He does. He deserves to be recognised.
That's right.
And deserves to be remunerated appropriately.
That's right. That's correct.
Because I know I can't sleep at night.
Knowing that Rodney
might be a few bucks short in his pocket because of Cricket Australia's greediness.
Got some gigs lined up. It's not easy to do.
All right, we might be back next week. We might not. We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
It's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell